Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, the city of sunshine. Palm trees blowing in the wind. Yes, beautiful weather. We wish you were here today. And we thank God for you, our faithful listeners, those that listen on a continual basis. We want to send you lots of love and hugs today. And thank you again for being there on the other side of the line. We thank you today for just taking time out of your busy schedule just to listen to us. Now, since you do that, why don't you call? You haven't called yet. I haven't heard from you yet. 347-857-3925. I'm waiting to hear from you. Yes. You, and you. I'm waiting now. You haven't called. I didn't hear you. All right. Call us or write us. You can write us too. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can write us at Post Office Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Apopka, A-P-O-P-K-A. That's how you spell it. Now give us a call or write us if you will. We're waiting to hear from you. All your prayer requests, whatever you desire to for us to pray for, we are waiting just for you. And we thank you for it. We thank you if God should lay on your heart to send a donation. We thank God for it. Oh, praise God in advance. And we know, we are sure that God will bless you in a special way because you are very important to him, okay? And he wants to give you all that you need in this hour, right? Now we are praying now, we're still praying. For Karen Battle, we are praying for Karen Battle. Yes, we are. Bless God that God will continue to bless her in her endeavors and wherever she chooses to go, but long as she go and praise and pray up, praise God, pray, praise God, praise the Lord, amen. And we thank God again for the blessing that Bishop Eichenberger got. Lord, we thank God for that. How God brought him out. Yes. Now you got to let us know that how God has brought you out. Yes, indeed. And we send in our condolences to the Wilcox Whitted family there in Miami, and we sending our condolences to the Jackson family there in Louisiana. We are sending them to them today, bless God, because, you know, when you lose a loved one, you know, you need all the prayers and love that you can get at that time. And because you, first thing you think about is nobody know how I feel, but I guarantee you, we all know how you feel because we've lost someone in our life, haven't we? Somebody that left out our family, and we miss them very much. We still praying for the Morales family. Father, in Jesus' name, God, let them get word from their families or whether they are still with us or not. Father God, one way or another, Lord, we pray for them today that you bring them through. Father, we pray for the Landris family also today. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now, touch the Landris family, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask you to touch Olga Eugene, touch that family also, Father, in the name of Jesus, in their hour of bereavement. God, make a way for them right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to touch Elaine and her husband right now, Father God. Oh, God, let your Holy Spirit run through that home right now, Father, in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise for it today, God. And, Father, we ask you, Almighty God, to touch Yvonne Christian, Lord. Touch Yvonne Christian, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it today, God. Father, we ask you to touch Etta Stevens right now. Touch the shingles, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, God, nothing is too hard for you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, praise you for it right now. Father, we ask you to touch all the pastors that are going through it this hour, Lord. Those that are on the edge, Lord, touch them right now, God. Encourage them, Lord. Oh, Father God, grant their desires and needs today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we want to give you the praise for it all, Father. Every prayer, Lord God, chain, every prayer conference line, every prayer band, Lord, touch them right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, show them what answered prayer is all about, Father. Oh, God, and we want to you to bless the McBride family, praise God, I think that's the name. McGritt, sorry about that. McGritt family and their bereavement. Miss Brenda McGritt lost her husband. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for touching her today and taking her through and her children through, Father, losing their father. In the name of Jesus, and we give you the praise, God, and the glory for it today, God. Because you are a good God, a very good God. Lord, we pray for our friends and relatives. And Lord, we pray for the near kin too, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord. The God parents, God mothers, God children, Lord, and all of that. We pray for them today, God, that they will, Lord God, listen to your call today, Father. Those incarcerated, God, we pray for them today, God, that you bless them immensely today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch those that are sick and suffering, going through, Lord God. Touch those that have cancer, Lord God, whoever the cancer may be, Father God, regardless. We pray for it today, God, that it dry up from the root, disappear, dissipate itself into outer darkness. In the name of Jesus right now, Satan, the blood of Jesus against you right now, for all diseases that they say is incurable, in the name of Jesus, they are cured by the blood of the Lamb. Father, we thank you for it today, God. We give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, touch these people with pneumonia and flu and all these other little things, viruses that's running around, Father, in Jesus' name. All right, you're going to read this word today. As the nightingale instinctively flees from the sound of the hawk, so does the beauty of humility vanish in the presence of pride. As the nightingale instinctively flees from the sound of the hawk, so does the beauty of humility vanish in the presence of pride. Are you laden with pride today? My. I know. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God today for our own Pastor Sharon here. One minute I didn't know whether she's going to be here today. Amen. She had to come and rescue me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good, you know. Praise God. And, of course, we have our own engineer here today, Sister Diane. Are you ready to preach, Diane? She just laughs, see. She just laughs, but you know, we're going to get her yet. Yes, 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 yes. Pray to commit, you know, commit to it, you know. She'll do it if you just throw it on her. You know, praise God. God is good, you know.
Yes,
I tell you, I don't know what I'd do without God, you know, my side. You know, so many times, you know, I was reading a little article about Pastor Parsley through his condition that he had to cancel the throat, you know. And he said something that we all fail to realize. It don't matter what your title is or what status you hold in the Christian community. There's always something that will come up to cause you a little struggle. You know, and we ain't talking about a struggle in money and all that good stuff. We're talking about in your mind. There's always that one thing that comes up sometimes to make you want to know, okay, God, what is going on here? What did I do? Where did I go wrong? What made this come about in my body? You know, you'll ask a dozen questions, and it'll bring you that you will begin to weigh your own faith. And when he said that, I said, you know, people don't realize that the preacher is human. And as long as we live in these here houses made, you know, like they are, these carnal houses, you know, they are feeble at times, and sin has wrecked it one time in our life, you know, and caused a whole lot of things, you know. And we don't always listen to God when he try to warn us, take care of your body and, you know, all that, and eat the right food and leave them shrimps and lobsters and stuff alone, you know, and all kind of stuff like that. We don't pay attention, you know. We keep eating because it tastes good. And we never want to eat the stuff that don't taste good. We want that salt too. We just want all that stuff, you know, and not knowing half of the time. He didn't say that. Now, I'm just saying that. Half of the time we forget, you know, that we bodies can't take but so much, you know. God made it for certain things. And when are we going to realize that? That's all of us. I'm guilty of it too, you know. Praise God. I ain't putting it on you or nobody else. I'm just saying we guilty of these things, you know. So then when they start to tearing down, we talking about where's our faith, you know. Faith ain't had a thing to do with that part. You did that, huh? Where was your faith when you supposed to eat the right thing? All right. See, so we get all off track from time to time. Ain't nobody blaming nobody, you know, just you blame yourself. You know, I didn't pay attention, you didn't pay attention, they didn't pay attention. And we walk right into these things when God tells us to rest. Perhaps God might have said one time, rest your voice. You're using it so much, you know. It needs a rest, and we don't want to rest because, oh, I got to preach that word. Oh, I got to do this. And we going to sing. You know, singers, they could tear up their voice too, you see. Praise God. So, you know, sometimes we you know, mess up our sales, so you can't blame nobody, especially don't blame God. Okay, now that wasn't the word I was preaching to, but that is a good word, though, wasn't it? Praise the Lord. But we thank God today. Bless God for what all he's doing. You know, in this here hot weather we have, in the morning it's cold or cool, and in the evening here it is 90 degrees almost. And so you are full of cold, aren't you? Because you don't know how to dress, do you? Well, now listen, think about the other people that are going through floods. Think about the people going through wind and rain and stuff like that. So everybody got something. Huh? So since you got all that, what do we want you to do? Stand on the word of God. Huh? That's all you got to do today is to stand on the word. Huh? And what did we tell you yesterday? When you stand on it, you can depend on it. Hmm? Come on. You can count on the word of God being fulfilled in your life. You get it? No, you got it. You got it. All right, I'm still in Acts, the 12th chapter. Now, you know, praise God, this is Peter. Now, I like it so much. You know, I'm back on it again, huh? Mm-hmm. Now, let's go. I don't know which verse we stopped at yesterday, but we'll just start here. Anyway, when the angel told him to raise up, you know, he was laying there sleeping peacefully and took his shoes off, you know, and his coat off, and he was just laying there comfortable, not thinking about anything. He probably was saying, you know what, I'm not worrying about nothing because I got Jesus. I got him on my side, so I'm going to lay down here and sleep with these guards and all this standing around me trying to make sure I don't escape. Now, I wonder what kind of prison they had, you know, because if they had needed that many people to guard Peter, who all he was doing was talking about Jesus, you know. So I'm going to say this here to you. When anyone is that afraid, they know how much power was in your word. Hmm? Now, remember Samuel. Whenever Samuel came to town, the people feared and trembled. Huh? Because a man of God came to town. And what have we done wrong? You know he's going to say God's judgment about to fall on us. Now, all this stuff that's going around in the country today, in the United States, ain't nobody scared when a man or woman of God come to town these days. Hmm? Ain't nobody wondering about nothing. They keep doing the same thing they've been doing. Huh? They keep doing it. Maybe they do even more because there's no fear in them about God. Huh? We haven't lived our lives to the point where when they hear our name, they start to tremble. What's going on? What's God finished do to us now? They don't think about that these days. Have you ever thought about that? Huh? So here Peter is. The angel come and let him out, you know, and I like that. I just love to hear that. When the angel opened the doors, that was the first automatic door, you know. Peter just come out and had his clothes and shoes on, just walked through the door. The angel opened the gate. Mm-hmm. There it was. You didn't need no electricity then, did you? Mm-hmm. You got it. This is what he said. When they were past the first and second ward, they came in unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forward the angel departed from it. See, they had an escort. Huh? Royalty. Can you see that? Royalty. They had an escort. Hmm. Now, can you imagine who could see the angel? Huh? He knew that this angel had to be doing it. You know what? Them guards couldn't see nothing. They were dead asleep. Huh? They was in such a deep sleep guarding Peter, so they couldn't wake up. If they wanted to, they couldn't wake up. God put him to sleep. You hear what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. God could do it for you too now. Whatever you need him to cover, he can do it. Oh, yes, he can. But you got to do what? Have faith in him. Trust him to do what he said he'd do. Trust him to deliver you. Do you hear what I'm saying? From whatever you got to be delivered from. If you walking through dangerous territory, huh? God can do what? Put a cheat over whoever was dangerous to you, and you walk right on through. They won't even see you. You become invisible. Huh? You be the invisible man or the invisible woman. You be one of them. Uh-huh. Because God can do it. You say, would you believe God can do that? Of course. I believe it. Huh? Look at here. Look at this story here. Mm-hmm. This experience that Peter had. Huh? And he lived to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And when Peter was come to himself, now, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and had delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Huh, now I know. Now you know, huh? Do you believe this experience that Peter had? Now, I know you believe Peter about baptizing in the name of the Lord and all that. Now, but do you believe this? Now, you believe in the baptism. You believe in the speaking in tongues. Don't stop there. God didn't stop there. He can do more than just get you speaking in tongues. When you need him the most, do you hear what I'm saying? When you need him the most, when things have gone so bad in your life, it looks like everything that's happened is bad. I mean, you go to the left, it's bad. To the right, it's bad. You walk forward, it's bad. You walk backward, it's bad. I mean, everything has gone wrong around you in your life. And to the people that matters in your life, can you trust the fact that God will deliver? Do you believe it today? Do you believe it? Now, I want you to believe this today, because who else can help you? I can't help you. Mama, daddy, and uncle, and aunt, and grandmama, and nobody, they cannot help you. All they can do is tell you about the Lord, that the Lord can do it, and if you listen, it will happen for you. He'll open up the doors that need to be opened. I don't care if they are iron gates. See, this was an iron gate there before Peter, and the God opened it up through that angel. Let that angel open that gate up. You see, right there. You didn't have to see it. All you know is open. But Bible thing is, we want to see everything. And when you see it, you still don't believe it. Have you ever noticed people, they see something in front of them and they still don't believe it? If you testify to them and tell them what God has done for you, how he's healed you miraculously, or how he made a way for you, they still don't believe it, and you're standing before them telling them, you know? You see what I'm saying? How people are? You know, the flesh got you in wonderment. The enemy got you crazy as a bed bug. See, I don't know how crazy a bed bug is, you know. I don't know why we say that. Praise God, figure that out too. Praise God. But he said, and when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. So he kind of getting himself barriers now, because you would be in the same predicament he would be in. You wondering, okay, am I dreaming? Is this a dream? Am I really out? Did this happen? You know, you'd ask yourself a whole lot of questions, wouldn't you? Because you don't know where you were at that time, because your mind was not in the position to think clearly. You was too happy, weren't you? You so happy till your mind stopped working. And he come to himself and he wanted to know, you know, okay, what is this? And he considered it. Then he said, well, since I'm out, let me go over to Mary and John, her mother John. Let me go over to her house. I'm going to go over there because the people were over there praying. And they were praying for him. This is what I'm talking about. I've been talking this here for the past 20 some odd years. Prayer will get the answer, huh? It will unlock the door to anything that you are looking for, desiring, or praying for, huh? Prayer will open the door for it. That's the key to it. But our mind tells us, well, I don't have to pray. The Bible say, well, you just believe on Jesus Christ, and you know it's going to happen. You've been believing for years. Ain't nothing happened yet, have it? Because you ain't praying. You ain't really holding a conversation with God. You got to hold a conversation with him. Now, I have nothing against what can encourage you to pray. But I was thinking on this morning, and I say, now, all the money that this movie, Prayer, the War Room, or whatever it is, have gotten, and everybody's hollering about the war room, the war room. How long is it going to last in you? Huh? How long are you going to pray? You just prayed when you went to the movie. But this month, you done stopped praying. So it didn't do you no good. You could have gave me that money that you spent. I could have told you how to pray, how to get an answer, how to get in touch with God. You spent the money, and the next week, I shouldn't even go to a month. The next week, you stopped praying for the very thing that you wanted God to do for you. You stopped praying. Huh? You hear me? See, now these people kept praying. They knew that Herod would cut off Peter's head and do something to him, huh? There was no guarantee that he was going to get out of prison. Do you hear me? Because they were still praying, huh? But they didn't stop. You hear? And Peter knocked at the door. The Bible said the gate. The damsel came, opened the door, look at him. They seen it. They saw it. Huh? And what happened? She closed the door. She heard Peter Vaughn, but she ain't open no door. She ain't open no gate. Huh? Can you imagine slam the gate back in and tell them, say, you know, I heard Peter at the door. Well, if you heard Peter at the door, why you didn't open the door? Huh? The thing is, when you don't believe that your prayers was answered, huh? Because it was an impossible situation. Your situation, whatever is going on in your life, you don't believe God is answering even when he answers. Huh? You don't believe it. Would you believe that Peter just walked out the jail just like that? You wouldn't believe nobody walked out the jail like that. But now today, what are they doing even with people in jail? Some of the people are coming out, and they don't know how they got out because they wasn't supposed to get out, but yet and still through a technical difficulty that happened in the computer, they let them out. Now, ain't that a miracle there? Huh? Now, it wasn't like Peter walked out the jail. It wasn't like that, although I've heard they have recorded some people that have walked out. They opened the gate and told them they could go, and they went. But then when they went out, they tried to catch them back because they say they wasn't supposed to be out. What happened between them two times? Was somebody praying for that person? You don't know whether the mama praying, sister, wife, children, was somebody praying for them to come out? Sometimes some odd stuff will happen. I'm going to tell you about something real funny that happened to me, and I really didn't know what to do. But let me say, I was working in a little job, not paying no money or nothing. I'm praying to God for some money. Lord God, oh God, I need some money. I need to pay my rent. I need to do this. I need to do this. Lord, I need some money. I just had a regular thing going on day and night praying for that money. So I went to the bank to cash the little check I had. It wasn't but $34, the check was. And I went in there to cash the check. And guess what happened? When I stood up in front of the teller, all the money shot out of her bin right in front of me. And you know what I said? Is this mine? I didn't stick my hand up there now. Kept saying, Lord, is this mine? Because all the money she had in her bin just shot out right there when I went to the window. And God knows, I wanted to stick my hand in there. Yes, I did, but I did not stick my hand in there. She told me, no, ma'am. I don't know what happened. But I ask you, was that Jesus showing me what he can do? Huh? Now, it was odd to me. I didn't get nothing but my little $34. That's all I got. Okay. But I thought about it. I said, was that you, Lord? Was I supposed to have that money? I did not know. All right. So sometimes some odd things can happen when you start praying. Okay. And you're sincere in your prayer. But oftentimes we don't know how to operate in that situation, huh? And we see it, but we don't believe it, huh? God's going to make a way one way or another, and I've seen him make a way so many times. I should write a book about the way God have been made sometimes out of things that just didn't seem like it was possible for it to happen in my life either. Huh? In other people's lives. But, you know, the thing is, we so scared. Do what? Trust God. See, in the first place, Peter was asleep, sound asleep. He ain't know God going to do it. He ain't know Jesus going to send somebody to unlock the prison for him. He just laying there sleeping at ease. You know, one thing about it, he wasn't worried. He wasn't crying all night. Huh? Like us, oh, we just cry. And don't start, we won't pray, but we'll cry. Isn't that strange? Isn't that a praying? No, you ain't muttering a word. You ain't say, Lord, have mercy. I believe you, God. I believe you to answer prayer. I believe you to work this out, God, in the way it should go. Father, I'm believing. I'm trusting you. No, you just start having a pity party. You know you have pity party. I've had them myself. Huh? And then I come, I ain't going to get nothing done having no pity party. I had to talk to myself. See, this is what I'm talking about. Talk to yourself sometime. Tell yourself, say, listen, I ain't going to get nothing done like this. Thinking like this. And God has to straighten you up to think differently the way he needs you to think so that he can work for you. See? He works it out every time. When you pray sincere prayer, God will work it out for you. You know, I don't have to worry about going nowhere, paying no psychiatrist, no money. Because Jesus is my psychiatrist. Huh? I can talk to him. That's all a psychiatrist is going to do, so I talk it out. So I can talk to Jesus, can't you? Huh? Ain't that's what it's all about, talking to him, praying and talking to him, telling him about the trouble, putting it in his hand. If I need money, I can't go to the psychiatrist and get none and tell him I need money because he ain't going to give me none. He know I'm crazy then. See? You see, Jesus is your psychiatrist. Huh? Jesus is your deliverer. He can deliver your child out of a prison. He can do it. Does anybody stand up and be counted among them that are sanctified? Is anybody going to stand up for the word of God and say, God, my child is innocent, whatever the case may be? Now, if he did the time, if he did the crime, he got to do some time. You see, unless God otherwise has the work for him to do and he's going to get out and do it. Because some of them get out and go right back to what they was doing before they got in. And I figured like this, when they get in there that second time, stay there and do the time. Okay? Ask God to help you while you're in there. That's all I can say. You see, you say, well, you don't have no mercy. I got mercy, mercy, and more mercy. But when you keep repeating the same thing over and over, you didn't learn nothing the first time. Because you're supposed to have learned a lesson or two from the first time. And if I go, I don't want to go no more. I have visited the penitentiaries. I have visited the county jail, city jail, whatever you call them, visiting people and going in there, and that ain't no pretty sight. I tell you, it's scary. See, y'all not the want to go no more. You don't want to do nothing that to go. You see what I'm saying? But now sometimes things do happen in your life, and you're not done anything. But there's a reason even for that. Now, you have to ask God. You have to talk to God about that. God, why? Why? What is this that I need to do? I need to know. I need to hear you. See, you got to pray. See, prayer. Ask God, what is it that I need to do here, God? Aren't you scared to answer? Huh. Peter said, when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. They told her she was mad. You know somebody would tell you crazy too, wouldn't you? And they said to her, thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, it is his angel. So they not, they, Where's the faith? Now, you done been praying. Where's the faith? It's his angel. You think he dead? They done cut his head off. You think it's something bad? If she's rejoicing, she had to see him. Huh? You see? But that, the people that was praying, can't believe God done answered us already? Oh, my God. Maybe that's why God don't answer us a lot of times, son. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. My, my, my. Look at here. Peter, you got to tell me what happened. I got to know what happened. Huh? Do you have to know what happened when you see a miracle? Do you thank God and praise him for? Listen, I praise God every day I can wake up. Every day that I get out of my bed, I thank God. Every morning. I have to thank him for it. And when I come back home, I got to thank him for my house still standing. Whole like I left it. Cause nothing is sure these days. A wind could come by and take the house, cross the water somewhere. See? It's either the thieves or the wind. Something could happen, but you thank God, praise God for every time. When you go down the street, we're coming from church, and there was this bad accident the other night. And you know what? I tell you, you got to thank God. You go around these corners, these light, these people running like they crazy down the streets and everything. Then this big truck that carrying automobiles came around the corner, and we was waiting for the light to change in our behalf, you know, and looked like the truck on top of the truck was falling off, and I was hollering. Oh, Lord. Oh, that make you call on God, don't it? They thought I was having a heart attack. But, honey, let me tell you, I say, back up the car, let him through, you know, because I don't want to be in his path. His looked like he couldn't hardly get around the corner with all them trucks and cars on his truck, you see, this transport. And it looked like the truck was just rocking, okay? You say, well, what, you scared to die? Well, I wouldn't want to die right there at that moment. I call on God to help me. They laughed at me, you know. They really laughed at me. All of them laughed at me, but that's okay. You can laugh all you want to. I call on God in that time. See, I ain't want no big truck to fall on me and crush me. Say, well, you can, that you get that new car you want, and I don't want to get it that way. I may not be able to ride it or drive it. See, because I'm all crushed up. See, so I just thank God. Praise God. So what happened? All right, praise God. So he beckoned them with the hand to hold their peace, declared to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go show these things to James, to the brother. And he departed and went into another place. He had to leave town. He had to leave town. Sometimes you have to go to another place. When God do something. Sometimes. Not all the time. But he sent a message to the other ones to let them know I'm out. Say, God has delivered me. Can you tell them that today? Say, God has released me from the bondage that has held me all these years. Bondage of pride, bondage of myself, you know. And listen here, of doubt and unbelief. All right, here we go with our own Pastor Sherry.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter this morning. I tell you, it's something to, when you read about what happened where God created a miracle. And like the, when the apostle was talking about that, sometimes we be praying to God for certain things. And when it happened, we sometimes, we've been praying and you believe in him. But when God happened, your reaction is of a surprise. You know, it's like, wow, he actually did it. He I've been waiting a long time. And then I was reminded about a long time ago when we had a church banquet, the word that came for the best is yet to come. I tell you, the best is yet to come, meaning that when people, when God said the best is yet to come, even though you may be going through, even though you may be in a physical prison or a spiritual prison, things may need to be broken over your life. And when God do it, I tell you, you know the people all around you, the one that see you being persecuted, the one that see you being walked on and talked about and stepped on, and they be like, oh, nothing is happening there. But I tell you, when God move, it is so awesome. When the woman of God was talking about the angel, I tell you, God have angels all around us. I tell you, all angels all around you doing what God wants them to do, doing the bidding of the what the word of the Lord says. I tell you, if we can just believe and keep on praying, keep on trusting in his word, it doesn't matter what it look like, but it's all about what the word of God says today. So you have to press no matter what. It doesn't matter if you feel the depression or oppression, or you may feel a spirit of hindrance or blockage, or you may feel like you just can't get out of this situation you're in. You got to keep standing on the word of God. Say the word of God. Speak the word of God. Encourage yourself. Say the word of God. That God's word say, I shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. And the God word of God said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. See, Peter knew that the God that he served was more powerful than what the Herod wanted to do with him, because he recognized that God can both harm the soul and the spirit, the body and the spirit, but Herod can just do the body, the things that is made of clay, the things that, you know, God promised you that to be absent here is to be in his presence. So when you have that reassurance that I'm going through all these things, why? Because it's a part of my process. I have to bring forth the word of God. Nobody wants to go through, like, we hear that for a long time ago, like years and years. No one wants to go through. But you know what? I tell you, you're going to have to say, Lord, I thank you for the process. It may not be what you expect. It may not be what you're looking for, but God knows what it is you need. I tell you, I saw a little cute little saying on Facebook about the ingredients by itself is nasty. You know, about the butter, you put the butter in your mouth by itself, it is a nasty taste. You drink, you eat the flour, put that in your mouth, is a nasty taste. You open an egg and you put the egg in your mouth, is a nasty taste. But don't, when it all comes together to bake a cake, it's real good. And it talks about God being what? The ingredients. God is the main ingredients we all need in our life. We need the word of God in our life to bring us through. And that's what the praying was all about. Prayer do change things. It may not feel like it, the answer is there, but the answer is already there. The answer is already there. So keep on praying. Keep on believing. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open unto you, because that's what he let us know. Let us know that you, when you knock, the door shall be open. And when God bring you through that trial and that process, I'll tell you, you go into another place in him. You cannot be in the same crowd that you were in before. You cannot speak the same thing. When you know with a shut up thought what God has done for you, nobody can tell you that it wasn't God. Nobody cannot tell you that God didn't heal you. Nobody can tell you that God didn't give you that early release. Nobody can tell you that God allowed that process to happen. When everyone else say it cannot happen, when everyone says impossible, God says it's possible. See, man cannot see like God see. Man cannot speak like the way God said. When God speaks, it's a different sound. So keep praying and keep praying and keep praying and keep believing. Oh, it may look like everything gets worse, but you know what? That's just an illusion. The enemy wants you to be discouraged. The enemy wants you to believe that God is not listening. Why you think the lady closed the door on Peter's face? Why? Because even though they were praying, they could not believe it. There's always a doubter around. There's always a doubter. And I'm reminded when Jesus wanted to heal that child, bring that child back from the dead, he had to get rid of the ones that is doubt. Because what? Miracles cannot manifest when there's doubt in the midst. But see, I tell you, I know Peter had believed that God is able to bring him through. He believed that no chain can hold him down. He believed no barrier can stop him. He believed that God is more powerful than anything else. Why? Because he created the heaven and the earth. He created all things. He recreated the sand. He recreated the concrete. He created everything. So nothing can hold it back. If that cannot hold the body down, what about the physical thing? What about the situation in your life? It cannot hold your body down. Why? Because the power of God is within. And the power of God, which is the Holy Ghost, it can break shackles. No shackles can hold you today. You got to speak that word of God and tell your mind to line up with the word of God. Situation, line up with the word of God. You got to speak that thing and believe that it's already done. Because many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. He promised he'll be right there. He promised never to leave you nor forsake you. So I tell you, when people don't want to believe it, you can say, come see a man. Come take a look. This is what God has done for me. Come take a look. You can see the evidence. You cannot say, oh, no. It is very evident right now. The evidence is there. And the evidence was right in front of them that God delivered Peter out of prison. And when he didn't just bring him, he brought him all the way out. He brought him all the way out. From the back all the way to the front, he was delivered all the way out. So see, when God do something, he doesn't do it half done. Oh, my goodness. He does not half cook anything and half bake anything. So you know what? When God do it, you know it is God. And no one else get the glory. No one else can get the glory. They can't say, well, we prayed. Oh, no. Say, God, who did it? God did it. God what? He moved on the behalf. And then I'm reminded again when Paul was in prison and when they were praying, The earthquake started to shake. The building started to shake. Everything started to shake. Can you see when you are praying? Can you see how the devil kingdom is being shaken? Can you see the stronghold being shaken? Can you see minds being changed? Can you see doors are being opened? Can you see it today just like when they were praying before? Paul, everything happened. Earthquake happened. Things happened. It lets you know that the word of God, you cannot stop it. You may try to stop the person, but you cannot stop the word of God because it's sharper than a two-edged sword. That word can go through that blood system, and it can bring forth healing. That blood, that word can go through and do a surgery in the inside. The word can what? Regulate the mind. The word can bring forth joy in the inside. The word can turn what? Water into wine. I tell you, that word of God can do a lot today. So be encouraged and know that even though he had people on the left and on the right, oh, can't you see your situation? It's like all hell breaking loose on the left and on the right. But then I tell you, the invisible God, the Holy One of Israel, is right there, and he promised to bring you through. I'm reminded about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I tell you, they thought they got them now. You can see the devil say, oh, yeah, we got them. We got them hemmed up. We got them all tripping. We bear false witness. Everybody always has something to say, I tell you. But you know what? I tell you, listen to the naysayer. They always got something to say. They always going to say this, and they always going to say that. But you know what? Keep on talking. It's okay, because God is what? Purifying. He's bringing us through the fire. I tell you, when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, God, they trust in the God. They kept on praying. They believed God was able to bring them through, and they made up in their mind, if he do, it is okay, and if he don't, it's okay still. Why? Because I'm serving the mighty God. Who else can we serve? We know what he has done for us. We know our history. We know where he brought us from. We know about the Babylonian coming in. We know what God's word said when the prophet came and starts to proclaiming what God's saying. We know all these things. So why should we worship an image? Why should we worship something other than the true and living God? And when you know this for yourself, it doesn't matter what anyone say. It's not about them, but it's all about you. It's all about what God is saying. It's all about your testing time. It's all about, are you going to make it through? It's all about, are you going to pass it this time? Do you want to go into purpose? Do you want to do what God called you to do? You're supposed to have struggle. You're supposed to have the enemy coming up at you. Why? Because if you're not buffing, how can you know God is not able to do all these things? If you don't, things don't come up against you, how it won't make you pray more. It will make you cry more. It makes you sing more. It makes you know the word of God and use the weapon of your warfare today. So even though they wanted to do these things to the young man, I tell you, God was with them right there. I tell you, can you see God bringing you through? Can you see him today bringing you through? Can you see the watchers? Oh, there's always a watcher. I tell you, too bad there ain't a watchman on the wall. There's always a watcher. Okay, remember the people? They forever, I see. Oh, I tell you. But what I'm reminded about the true prophet of God. I'm reminded about Samuel the prophet. I'm reminded about the true prophet of God. See, are you seeing clearly? You can surmise, you can say this, you can say that. But I'm reminded, oh my goodness, I'm just like our Apostle Porter now. I've been telling people, y'all can say whatever y'all want to say, but I truly know that when she sees, she sees. I don't know about anybody else now. I'm not being prejudiced. I'm not being all hanged up, but you know what? You know the person for a long time. When God speaks, it is what God say. You know they are what? The watchmen, they can see. I'll tell you, I was telling them, you know, you come in her presence, she be sitting down looking at you. God be opening you up all around her so y'all can say what y'all want to say. This is something that I know for myself. So you know what? keep on whatever, because you know what? God is processing us now. He's bringing us through the fire. Why? Because what? We got to go through, because he got to take out what needs to be taken out and purify what needs to be purified. And we will come out as what? Pure gold. So be encouraged and go through this test at this time. It all was a test for Peter. It was all a test for the disciple. Why? Because they counted it was a privilege. It was a privilege to go through these things. So it don't matter. Because remember, we talk about the peoples, huh? Oh, the Lord used me, you know, that kind of imitation stuff. But, you know, we're talking about the real man and woman of God. That when God speaks, it is what God says. And people of God, don't let no one come and say anything else but what God said to you, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is good. God is, man, you, woo, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That was an awesome word from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon. I tell you, hallelujah. God is good. I tell you, and you see, ooh, Jesus, the power of prayer. The power of prayer coming together on one accord. Not self, but coming together on one accord. And God changed things. He answered prayer. We serve a mighty, mighty, awesome God. I tell you, God is good. Hallelujah. All I can do is give him praise right now. Ooh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I tell you, the power of sincere prayer changed things. It doesn't matter what nobody say. It doesn't matter what the doctors say. But it's what God is saying in the situation. It's what God is saying. And Peter trusts and believes in God. He trusts and believes in God. Now, if he wasn't trusting and believing in God, and those that was there praying for him wasn't trusting and believing in God, do you think the angels would have come there and take him out? Man, I tell you, we serve an awesome God. What prison are you in today? Do you have somebody praying with you? Do you have somebody that is on the same accord, praying and trusting that God can bring you out of your prison of darkness, your prison of drugs, you know, whatever it is that you're going through, that's your personal prison. That's your personal prison. Are you just trusting and believing in God? I tell you, God is an awesome God. He is an awesome God, I tell you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. It's 347-857-3925. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls prayer line at 11 p.m., hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. Yes, that's tomorrow night. So instead of clubbing, just come ahead on the prayer line and tear that devil kingdom down, okay? Time to change that mind and deal in sincere prayer. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. That's 218-548-6746. 6746, code 3333, pound. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael, but I'm just saying that call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. So I'll see you tomorrow night at 11 p.m. on the Wheeling Walls prayer line. Till then, you be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go,
I let go, and
I can let God, let him have,
let God
have his way. That's
when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
I let go.
Let him have, let go, let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go,
let go,
and let God,
let God,
oh, let go,
let go,
and let God,
let God.
He's the only one we can
let go,
and let God,
let God.
He can handle.